This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We're turning now to a singer-songwriter who brings an unusual perspective to the songs and the lyrics that he writes.
Extend the area of freedom from sea to boiling sea to oblivion. Chicago boys heaving the brick through Lamanada. Jubilantly skipping down the new Silk Road, the new Silk Road.
Khalid Hanifi is based in Ann Arbor, but as the son of an Afghan man who came from Kabul to the United States in 1956, Khalid has a foot in both worlds, the United States and the Afghan world. And that informs his writing, from songs to his blog on the Huffington Post. His latest CD is called A Brief Respite from Shooting Fish in a Barrel. And Khalid joins us in the studio today. Welcome. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
You have a really interesting family background. So dad comes from Afghanistan.
Yep, and my mom grew up here in Michigan.
From Scottish ancestry.
Yep.
Now, there's an interesting mix, I have to tell you. What side did you identify most with as you grew up?
Well, inevitably, my mom's side, because that's who I grew up with. I didn't see my dad very often. So, I grew up with my two sisters. Mm-hmm. And, we sort of created it as we went along.
So it wasn't like you grew up with a strong sense of Afghan culture.
Not at all.
Not at all. So when did you discover that? When did it begin to? Obviously, you bore the name, and you had to spend a lot of your life saying, "No, I'm not Colin." Did that contribute to feeling somewhat like not quite in step with everybody else?
Without a doubt. I mean, I look like most WASPs, mm-hmm. but I'm not, and I really wasn't interested in that fact until. In the last few years when I reconnected with my dad, and my kids have grown up more or less. My daughter's still 15. But, she doesn't really want to have too much to do with me these days.
And don't feel bad.
So I have a lot of time to, read and think and work on music.
And music became important to you when?
Oh, from an early age. I mean, the first joyous memories that I can think of are, listening to songs on CKLW.
So who influenced you growing up?
Oh, besides the Beatles, the obvious, that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
But, anything I heard on CKLW, I loved Motown. I loved, there was a song called The River Is Wide. Mm-hmm. I don't even know who did it. But when I heard that song, it was like 1967. And it was just, it sent a chill down my spine. If I listen to it today, I think I have listened to it, and it doesn't quite give me the same chill. But for whatever reason, it really, really spoke to me.
Now, you have kind of traveled an interesting road in your music making. You've done that member of a group signed to the major label scene. You were with Atlantic Records at one point. Tell us about that.
Well, we had worked about 4, 5, 6 years, my sister and I, Sophia, doing what we could to move our band beyond Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. And
how did that work out?
I learned a lot of things that I didn't retain for a little while.
Such as?
I just did not know how to do business with people or to, because I was young and egocentric.
And you want to make music.
And, I really thought that we were whatever illusory thing I thought we were and that other people should think that that was important. And, in fact, that's not what happened. People didn't think it was terribly important.
And the business side seems to trump that music side.
Right. And when I'm dealing with people in business in those days, I had that presumption in my head. And, clearly that wasn't shared across the board the way I assumed it might be. And,
so into the indie route you've gone.
Well, yeah. Inevitably, because I just had to do it myself, you know, or with – I actually have had a couple of bands and, you know, those have been good experiences. But
how would you characterize the music that you make that is from your heart? How would you characterize that to someone who is a first-time listener?
God, that's an impossible question. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I just write songs. That's all I know. You know, I write songs that entertain me. So that's...
put them out there, right?
Yeah.
Your songs are really easy to listen to. I have to say that. If you have not heard Khalid Hanifi's music, easy to listen to. Your voice is very, very easy on the ear, but your lyrics can pack some real sting. Let's take a listen to part of a song called Whose Idea Was That?
Work and work for less and less by a bit of happiness. Make your point and digress. Whose idea was that?
Okay, now, those are not the words of someone who thinks that the status quo is fine. How much do you find yourself in your music challenging and questioning the 2013 Western way of working and living?
Oh, God, all the time. I mean, that's sort of what drives me, I guess. Despite our apparent affluence, and certainly in Ann Arbor, it's we don't get a real broad view of things. I mean, it's very nice here. We're very, very fortunate. And, I see problems everywhere. But that's how I look at the world, I guess.
So what problems do you really want to take on in your songs?
Ignorance, apathy, stupidity, those things. I guess those are all characteristics I share. So I'm fascinated with how those things appear in other people as well as myself.
Well, in a sense, I hear echoes of the kinds of songs that the umbrella term were the protest songs, but the songs of the 60s. You had your Simon and Garfunkels, and you had people that served up beautiful melodies and beautiful songs and really were making very pointed commentaries and kind of, you know, calling out society for things that they saw. So
right.
Do you feel that kind of a...
That's an interesting question, because I like a song like Free the World to Death, which is very explicit, I think, in its irony.
Mm-hmm.
But there it is. It's irony. It's not, we can save the world. Because I feel like we've been through that. And in fact, you know, the way I see it now, the people that descended from that way of thinking or mm-hmm. that advanced from mm-hmm. that way of thinking are people that are controlling the world today. And I don't think we're any better off. In fact, I think we're worse off.
He come a-loping up the dusty road with a six-gun in his hand and the certainty of the whitest night ever to cover the land. He says, I searched the wide world from Carson City. And I don't know what you call yourselves, and I don't care who you are. There's gold in them.
And I'm going to talk now about that song, Free the World to Death. You've written about that song and your relationship with your father in your blog on the Huffington Post, a very complicated relationship. Talk to us about how that song brought the two of you closer. First, tell us about the song. What are you saying in the song?
Simply put, it's the image of tumbleweeds rolling through Kabul was I had that image and that was it. The lyric was done within, you know, a couple of hours, and I put it to some music that I had already had laying around, and that was that. I mean, in terms of creating that song,
mm-hmm.
not
almost
difficult.
Like the Wild West,
yeah,
in
right.
Afghanistan,
exactly.
Yes,
right,
yes.
Right.
Then talk to us about how this kind of helped you maybe develop some ties and make a bridge with your dad.
Well, it happened, you know, at about the same time that we reconnected, and I just showed it to him, and, you know, he loved it, which doesn't surprise me. Somebody else suggested I try doing it in Pashto, which I hadn't thought about when I wrote it. And it seemed like an interesting thing to do, if not a wise thing to do. And so I asked him if he would help me translate it. And it was a nice project to work on, you know.
How are things with Dad today?
They're fine. They're fine. You know, we don't see each other that often, and it's good.
But there aren't many singer-songwriters from Michigan that can say that they have a song in Pashto that anyone in Afghanistan
in fact,
would understand.
One of the things that we were, you know, thinking about when we, you know, were initially talking about the press release is that it's really probably the first song to ever be released both in English and Pashto at the same time, which, you know, for whatever that is worth.
Democracy, democracy, your son Patolo, bada bada da, Tazim, our Sajda, Wukray, Date, Rahai, the Zahmi, good, play, Chomuke, Huale, Sara, Didagungs, Awashi, Helke, Tail, Class.
If you're just joining us, we are talking with Ann Arbor-based singer-songwriter Khalid Hanifi, who has a CD out that has got, I think, one of the coolest titles I've ever heard, A Brief Respite from Shooting Fish in a Barrel. Now, I'm wondering, as the son of a man who have emigrated from Afghanistan to America, have you ever visited Afghanistan? Are you...
Nope.
Never. Any desire?
Oh, I'd love to now, sort of, if I... didn't fear for my life going there. I would love to go there, sure.
Your hope for Afghanistan?
Boy, it's just ruined. I mean, it's been ruined. I mean, not that it was anything. You know, it's just been, it's hard to talk about because it's just ugly, the whole thing.
What kind of misconceptions do you think that most Americans have about Afghanistan and about Afghan people?
Well, I think it extends to how most Americans think about most Middle Eastern people / Islamic people. Mm. And it's no secret that the word terrorist no longer really means terrorism. It means violence committed by one type of person. Terrorism, if it extends from United States foreign policy, it isn't called terrorism. That's not surprising, I guess.
You have a song on your new CD, and it's called "The Way Business Gets Done." And the line is, "War is still the way that business gets done, and business has never been better." What do you want people to understand? What kind of action are you calling for in this song?
Well, that's a good question. I wrote that. There's a guy named Tim Spicer who runs Aegis Defense Services, and he has the contract for basically defending other contractors in Afghanistan. He's a British guy, and he's a mercenary. I mean, that's the word we used to use for contractors, and it had some... It had a different color of meaning. And that line is a quote from his book. He wrote a book in 1999. And that's a direct quote from his book. So I don't know. He said it.
That's interesting.
I didn't say it. Well, he didn't say it's never been better. I think I added that.
Looking back. Singer-songwriter Khalid Hanifi, his newest CD is A Brief Respite from Shooting Fish in a Barrel. You can find out more about Khalid's music at his website, and we've made a link to that website on ours at michiganradio.org. Thanks for sharing your songs and your insights with us, Khalid.
Thank you.